From the infamous site, Jeremy from Kentucky. Man, what happened this weekend? It's like day after tomorrow when everything froze. You just wake up and this cold air blast hits. Guess we're experiencing this nationwide. So if you're snowed in, hopefully you have plenty of fuel and plenty of food, and you're with the ones you love. Here in Kentucky, this is almost a typical winter. I mean, it's not quite this cold, but we get a little bit of snow every year. Not very much. Still, though, people flip out. You can't get milk and bread. I don't know why. I went out and bought all the whiskey. I guess, did I buy the wrong thing? I guess I did. But anyway, we're here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Need your donations. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand menu button. Find the donate button. Smash the donate button. And send much-needed money. You can call it in. You can mail it in. Just get it in here. So tonight we're going to cover some current headlines, news, whatever comes up on our minds to cover. Going to be taking your calls as well. Just as soon as I pull that up, we'll give out the calling number. And what we're not going to be talking about is the impeachment hoax. That's I can't even talk about the impeachment. I mean, it's such a sham to see the whole circus go down there. At any rate, I hope that you're warm and safe. We'll kick back and do the show. All right, phone number is 512-248-8252. You can also catch us on the chat at endpointsite.chatango.com. So, you know, speaking of that impeachment, the MAGApedes are all considering Trump's impeachment is acquittal, a massive victory. And, you know, they're LARPing about it on social media. It's really quite pathetic. It's indicative of an abused and bullied child. It's kind of like celebrating that the bully only gave you a black eye and not a swirly. You know, when they say, oh, look at Trump, he survived this impeachment, and they're actually bragging about it. But I mean, I'm not getting back on the Trump train, especially anybody's train. And I would have to see some heads roll, you know, QAnon style, before I would support any type of Trump campaign again. It's ridiculous anyway. He's not running in 2024. And Trump actually has no power. He has a little bit of power because I guess the powerful Jews that back him, they're not going to let him go to jail and get the Epstein treatment. But just like Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, Bibi may remove from power, but he'll never be successfully prosecuted. Neither will Trump. So these people that are just, you know, these Trump supporters that are still just bragging about, oh, look at how he survived like a boss. I mean, it's just really pathetic. It really is. Trump came along. He didn't fit the establishment mode. They took him from power. And now it's over. Now the adults are back in charge. And we march headlong to the New World Order under Biden. Right. That's where we're at. Got a couple of news articles here that I do want to cover. First, before we get into that, let's take some calls. Got two stacked up here. Oh, we got William from Montana. William, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeremy. Yeah. Wow, it's so nice to hear your voice. And all I got to say is things are really changing. It's almost kind of hard to, you know, you would think that you'd be concerned about, hey, how you doing, man? But, you know, one of the things that happened here on the political side, which usually I don't emphasize under the circumstances, but our governor last Friday, just a Republican governor, just issued an order and said, get rid of the damn mask. You can think anything you want about COVID, but get rid of the mask and get back to work. And so in these stores that have spent, you know, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars changing, you know, setting up plexiglass shields and making everyone wear a mask. And I mean, some of the shields are starting to come down. And he even made a proclamation that, you know, where all these other Democrat places or, you know, states are, you know, getting ready to take our guns, he said, you know, conceal carry. You know, you want to conceal carry? Conceal carry. You know, you have to go through the sheriff. You know, sheriff can take care of themselves. I had a good friend that just came over, and I gave most of my stuff away to him, just wood and tools and everything. And he just came back, you know, 170 miles with two elk. And he was traveling on this road, and he was speeding, you know, doing 63 and a 55 mile an hour zone, and highway patrol pulled him over, and blood everywhere. He had a big elk, frozen elk in the back. He was down there getting this elk in minus 17 degree weather, drove all the way back. The guy said, are you okay to drive? And he said, well, I'm a little sleepy, but, you know, I know the roads real well, and I've gotten past the big place. So here's this highway patrol. He said, I just want to see your license. I don't need proof of insurance. The guy had a, you know, 45, you know, gun, bloody, blood all over the inside of the truck, you know, blood everywhere. The guy was bloody, and he came back and said, nice elk, and gave him a warning. And he said, well, at least in this big truck, if you go off the road, you probably won't kill yourself, so we'll find you someday. So, I mean, that just sort of shows the character. I mean, these highway patrol people, I'm afraid of them, but they're decent people. They're not going to, sheriffs here, you know, highway patrol, they're not going to do anything to someone that they can, obviously, anyone who goes down there and kills an elk and gets home alive is pretty amazing. So, anyway, that really uplifted my spirits. And so, you know, all the medical stuff is still working its way out. But now when the hospitals call me and say, oh, I passed a COVID test, and otherwise they wouldn't have given me my emergency procedure. They wouldn't have let me in the building. So I passed, and everything is, you know, going pretty well. And, you know, I want to thank everybody, and I want to tell people that, hey, in certain places, the tide is turning fast. So don't feel that, you know, they got us and we can't get away from this. I mean, it's changing really fast in certain areas. And that's only going to build. It's going to start snowballing. I remember the scripture that you mentioned a couple of days ago or a month ago or a year ago. I don't know. Time's kind of funny. But you said that it looks like these evil men in high places, these principalities, it looks like these guys are getting by with it, and they're prospering, and the good people aren't, but there's going to be a day of reckoning, and it's coming quick, and it's going to be severe. And I held on to that. I was holding on to my cross around my neck when I was having a difficult time trying to sleep last night. And that verse, you know, just your voice, just your voice alone, and knowing that the church is backing you and they even know my name, was a great comfort. So if you have any questions, you can ask them. If you don't, then thank you for being there. And I pray for everyone. And I want everybody to know that things are going to work out, because we're under the blessing of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Amen. Amen to that. And thank you for your call, William. You make a valid point that, you know, the Republic might be dead in the sense of government, but the people that make up the Republic are very much alive. And they're here in the small towns, counties, and municipalities, just like our sheriffs and state troopers and city cops. They don't wear the mask. They don't enforce it. None of the little mom and pop restaurants do. There's a whole group of people here in West Kentucky that just ignore everything, and they've had enough. I mean, they're just going to go on with business as usual. So there's a lot of people like that. It's very interesting that you bring that up. So the Republic may be dead, but the American people are alive and well, and we're going to resist this hoax. Appreciate your call, William, and thanks for your heartfelt comments.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, Marcus in Idaho. I don't remember hearing from you, Marcus. Thanks for your call. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on. I want to give a prayer out to the fellow who was just on your air. May God and Jesus Christ protect him and be with him.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I would ask, what is Hillary Clinton's foundation, her pedophile foundation, how much of PPE or PPP been given to her? No one on the internet isn't telling me that. But I'm sure that they have asked for that. And that's something that's not right. But that's our system nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. Hillary Clinton Foundation, you're asking how much PPE was given?
Yes, how much PPP was given to the Clinton Foundation? Pedophile Foundation.
You know, I'm not sure, but I mean, there seems to be like, think about like this whole establishment, and we call it the establishment or the cabal or the deep state. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but just think about this. I mean, it's ever since the mid 70s, you know, you had Bush the elder was head of the CIA in the mid 70s. Then he became vice president. Oh, guess what? If Reagan would have died from that gunshot wound, he would have been president. Oh, and guess what? He was president anyway in 1988. Then hands changed to Clinton, who was just the flip side of the coin. You know, they both did NAFTA. And then Bush the younger, you know, took the presidency. Then they had handpicked Obama. And then Clinton was supposed to run against Jeb Bush. So, I mean, you have this whole, it's interesting that you have this whole, all of these elites that they had this whole plan laid out. And then all
of a sudden. I've got to say Tavistock Institute. I've got to say the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. Those are three major institutes that influence everything, and so we're on the tirade of individuals which are unaccountable to anybody.
Yeah, if I understand right, before Clinton, when you had Reagan was in office. Reagan took office, and he was not going to play ball with the Trilateral or the Bilderbergers or the CFR.
Right. He got pushed a little bit, right?
He was shot in the chest. I think that was a message, loud and clear, to him that, yeah, you will play ball. And guess what? If they had succeeded, you know, George Bush the elder would have taken it a little early there. So, no, you have a valid point. And, I mean, that's why do you think Hillary Clinton's not in jail? None of these people got prosecuted. You know what? Trump's not going to be either. I mean, he's not in the same group as these people. He is a little bit of an outsider.
I don't agree with you on that. They want Trump to they want to destroy Trump. He's an awesome person. The only thing that's stopping them from doing that is the people like me and like millions of other people in America, which love our president.
Well, now I agree that there is the establishment that wants to destroy Trump. This is evident in the impeachment hearings. But there are certain parts of the elite that back him. If they really wanted Trump gone, they would give him the Epstein treatment. But he's down in Florida, and he's allowed to continue somewhat.
You've got Kushner in there. Jared Kushner is a very definite Mossad character. It's tangled.
That's an interesting point that, you know, Trump is maybe because of Kushner's involvement, Trump is a little bit protected. I guess is that the way you're going with that point?
No, I wouldn't say protected. Kushner is actually against Trump. I don't think Jared Kushner would be on our president's side.
I agree with you there, but you got Ivanka too. And you know, just like Ivanka can manipulate Trump a little bit, she can manipulate Kushner. I think that Trump is supported by a very small fraction of Jewish power on the right wing, and you know, they were for his agenda, but the left wing Jewish power.
The things that he did for Israel, putting Jerusalem as the capital, I mean, that's, you know, Mossad has got to be, there's a certain amount of people which have got to be saying, well, let's protect this individual. So.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is, like, they want Trump out of power. They want to impeach him, but they're not willing to go all the way and throw him in jail, I think is what I'm saying. Now, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but
Nancy Pelosi would love to see our president hanged or whatever, but now, she is also part of the BDS movement.
Pelosi would, but Pelosi's just a puppet. She has no power. The people that really have power, like the people that pay Pelosi, like they're at odds with the people that back Trump. And I think that that's why you're not going to see him totally go down. Pelosi has no power. It's just the people that pay her. Let me put you on hold because this is an interesting conversation. And we'll come back on the other side of the break. All right, just hang on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, How would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Got into a little interesting discussion here on Jewish power. And, you know, Ken mentioned that, or Borov mentioned that Sheldon Adelson, who has recently passed away on January 11th, you know, he was a backer of Trump, and he was a very, very powerful Jewish oligarch in the casino industry. People like him supported Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, but then you had supporters like Chaim Sabin, a very powerful Jewish oligarch who supported the left, you know, the Clintons and the Obamas and the Biden-Harris administration. And so you see this split in Jewish power. They all seem to agree on Israel and, you know, keeping Israel the dominant force in the Middle East, but they disagree on domestic policies in the U.S. It's very interesting. And I'm not saying Trump was totally a controlled Jewish puppet. I think Trump was just a Democrat from the 1980s that wanted strong unions and wanted jobs back in America, that wanted to control immigration and have fair trade and good relations with Russia. And those are all good things. And there is a certain amount of Jewish oligarchs that support that. But that wasn't in line with the New World Order agenda. And they had to push Trump aside and move on with the way that things were going. Trump was just a wrench in the works. But what I'm pointing out is that the fact that they haven't totally destroyed Trump, that he's able to go down to Mar-a-Lago and do a third party or have a media or whatever, that proves to me that he has a certain amount of backing among the oligarchs, that they're willing to go so far with pushing him to the side but not totally destroy him. What are your thoughts, Marcus, and move on?
I disagree with that. You know, that attorney general and New York is going to attack him like no one's business. Just like they went down to Florida and took that man that was trying to build a wall had the Build a Wall campaign and had like 16 people with guns go up and show up and make him crawl into the car. That's what they want to do. They want to humiliate. That's the left's ideal, to humiliate and attack people in such a degree that they cannot come back. And, that's what they want to do to Trump. They're going to do that to Melania, and his family. That's why I've been praying for them, and I think people across America have been praying for them for protection against these Satanist forces, which are aligned to destroy.
Well, and we can agree to disagree, and I may be proven wrong if they come after Trump fully. I know they've denied him.
Well, I would love for you to be proven right.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. And that would be, I would be very happy. I've loved Trump since he claimed the mantle. And I've been definitely with him. And so he's done so much good for America. And that's why he needs to be taken out. He needs to be made a show how the powers that be can destroy anybody that comes against them. And I think that's definitely what their goal is, their end goal is with this whole thing. They're not going to stop.
No, I'm agreeing with you there. They don't want Trump back, and Trump awakened an American populace that they did not want to be awakened. And maybe he colored outside of the lines. You know, maybe he went further than what they wanted him to, and that's why they've made sure that politically he can never come back. I just don't think they're going to utterly destroy him, but I may be proven wrong. Either way, I supported Trump. I wish Trump was still the president, because with him in charge, we were able to see the system, regurgitate him, try to regurgitate him. We were able to see behind the curtain, you know, his presence.
Well, that's the great thing. That's the great thing about him. When we looked at John Boehner, and looked at the other one that came after him, which were in charge of the House. We thought those were one-off. Those were not the regular Republican people. But what we found is that is the mainstream. They are the whole idea of what the Republican Party is. And that's why I've dropped them. I'm not a Republican anymore. I cannot abide by them anymore, and I have no love. It's like I've given them up, like I've given up football and basketball and everything else. They're the same traitors to America system, and I want to see the mega patriot party rise and be part of that. I don't care if that divides the whole thing. That's what I want to be part of. I want to see America rise up into goodness.
I'll agree with you there. Let me make one more comment on the other side of the break. We'll wrap it up, and then we'll move to the next caller. Hang on. We'll do some final comments on the other side of the break. I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus.
Memory! Your lab line is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the fears just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
We're talking with Marcus in Idaho. And Marcus, we were talking about the powers in America, Jewish power, and how Trump awakened an American populace that's not going to be put to sleep. The MAGA, the Make America Great Again movement, there's 75 million plus in the electorate that supported controlled immigration, non-intervention, and fair trade. And those people are not going to go away. Those were the Trump supporters, and that's the true MAGA movement. And so, you know, they've got to figure out a way to get rid of these people. And I think that the FBI raids on the people that rallied at the Capitol on January 6th, you know, that's very indicative of that, that they want to try to drown these people out. They definitely don't want Trump to come back. I was just making the point that because Trump had a lot of support from some of the Jewish oligarchs, that I don't think he's going to be utterly destroyed. You had a little bit of a disagreement, but I think we agree that they don't want Trump in office. And, you know, I agree that we would be better off with Trump in office, but he was standing in the way of the overall New World Order. And that's what Biden and Harris are pushing us right into. And, you know, go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, the Mossad is very powerful in Israel, and the Tavistock Institute is definitely connected with the FBI and the CIA and the Mossad. So there's that whole connection where, you know, they're the people who put forward the CIA Christopher Steele document. They did not want him in the first place, and they don't want him now. And they want to take over America and our society. So they, right now, they've got a shot in the arm, and they're taking it. And they're running with it, and they're going to destroy America unless something can happen.
And you have people in Jewish power that don't want America destroyed, that want to go on just as we've been going. And one of these people I mention a lot on this broadcast, 20 years ago, they wrote a paper on, immigration and the changing demography in America. It was Stephen Steinlight. And in 2001, Stephen Steinlight wrote a paper, and he was appealing to the Jewish community saying, look, we don't want to destroy America. We want to control immigration because if not, we're going to end up with a lot of third world immigrants that are anti-Semitic. And so Steinlight was very right wing, and he put forth a policy that said that Jewish people should embrace controlling.
Yes, but what kind of power does a right have nowadays? It's absolutely nothing. The right doesn't have any power. When you look at that woman who put out that video about 4 years ago about how the left was going to flood the immigrants into Europe and the Jews were going to be blamed for that. I don't recall her name, but she was definitely, that's the mainstream of them. That's the that's what we have with the Tavistock. That's what we have with the powers that be. And what I'm saying is the best thing that we can do, the only thing we can do, is actually go into their halls of power and protest them and be there. And record them, put Bible verses into their times so that we can, I don't know.
Satan, you're talking about Barbara Lerner Spectrum is who you're talking about. Barbara Lerner Spectrum.
She's yes, talking I am. About.
That's the mainstream that wants immigration to destroy America and Europe. Yeah, and Trump was against that, and therefore we supported Trump. And that's the bottom line. That was a very interesting conversation. I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to move on to another caller, though, but please call back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
you're
appreciate
awesome.
It.
Thank you, sir.
All right. True Bachelor in Arkansas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
God bless you. Farron, now we've got 7 inches of snow. It's 9 degrees right now, and we're going to get 6 to 10 more inches tonight. Winter storm warning. So I just want to tell everybody, like I told you, I lost my parents at 29 years old, both of them. And I'm sorry about my voice. It's been so cold. hope you can understand me. Everybody, please come together, honor your family, stick together, don't get divide and conquer is the enemy. And I'm just by myself, my little key cat, and the rest of my family's turned their back on me, but I'm going to hang in there. I'm hanging in there till the end. I'll stand and defend till the end. And everybody, please don't forget your family. Don't take it for granted.
I agree with you. How is your kitty cat? How is Noelle? Is that your new kitty cat?
She is. No, it's 8 degrees out here now. And you know where her occupation is? On the heater vent.
I don't blame it.
I don't blame her either. We got 7 inches and we got 6 to 10 tomorrow night. That doesn't happen here in central Arkansas.
Well, you're right. And it's important in these times when the Republic is destroyed and we got the Corona hoax on the rise and the New World Order. You've got to maintain good relations with your family. You're not always going to have them. And it's very important.
That's correct. And I got no family left. The what was left has turned their back on me. Because, you know, I was 29. My mother and father died. And it's just, you know, I call and I've called and, you know, call and talk to my family while I got left. But it's so important. Please don't forget your family. Don't turn your back on them. Even you have to call them first, you know?
Good and, words of wisdom. I appreciate you calling, True Bachelor. Take care of that kitty cat.
Sure, my brother. And you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. And we got another caller here. It seems like a new caller, Henry in Connecticut. Is that correct, Henry? Welcome to the show.
Hi. All right, you got it on now. I heard it. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air, Henry. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Jeremy. I don't call often. I listen to your show a lot through download podcast. I have been for weeks. Very, very good show. Two of my favorite shows, yours and the Intel Report with John Stadmiller. Now, you mentioned this stuff with immigration. I heard that show that you had with talking about the Steinlight. And I also heard the show with David Duke. Yeah, David Duke. That was a while back. I can tell you this. I said this before, you know, not on air here, but I mean to people I talk to. I don't think this country can take, I don't think this country could take a year of Biden. Now, I don't know if you know, but I heard tonight, because my main show I listen, the main network I listen to is Republic Broadcasting, but I happened to listen to the Hal Turner show tonight, and he was covering, you know, how Biden let in already about 25,000 illegals came in one day. And the Homeland Security can't do anything about it because, you know, Biden is the so-called president and he runs the executive branch. And, you know, I will tell you this. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, I'm up here in Connecticut and this state changed quite a bit also. I can't say I don't know as much about what Massachusetts. So this state is not like Connecticut. I mean, not like New York or Jersey. But I can tell you this for a fact, what you say about that immigration, we need to do something about the legal immigration. That needs to be changed to pre-1965 because, you know, as much as these people talk about hating Trump, you know, all the stuff, the hatred against Trump, you got to understand part of this hatred for Trump comes from these how can I say it? I won't use the word on air. I know we're on the radio. Blanked up. I'll put it that way. Okay, you can put a little word blank the way you want. Crackpot. Far left. I don't know what to call it, sickos that in power. Okay, that always wanted to just change this whole country's demographic and brown this country out with all this third world, you know, immigration, both legally and illegal. Okay, now I work at the polls. I worked the election with the last election, by the way. Though we have a strict thing up here, you can't vote by mail. A lot of people did vote by absentee. I did too, only because the place I worked at was different from the place I actually can vote. But I remember way back, I'm still a young guy. I guess you and I are around the same age. I probably sound older than you, but I sound older on the phone anyway. But I remember way back, I used to listen to a radio talk show host called Bob Grant. You may have heard of him. Sometimes he had a national show, but it would 800 on it. But usually he was just in the tri-state area, like New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And I was living in New York then, and I was living even in Queens then, Long Island, Queens. And I can tell you, I even taped a couple of shows, but I eventually lost the tape because that's when you had cassettes then. I remember way back, even in 1990, okay, and that's when Germany was united. I celebrated that. They were callers that would call, and they were all, more so than even Bob Grant was against it too, but more so than, I would say, as much as Bob or more. There were people calling from New Jersey, calling from New York, calling from Richmond Hill, Queens, calling from Brooklyn. They were people that were always, it seemed like it was ones of all ages, they were always against that predominantly third world immigration, how it was destroying, you know, Queens, how it was, what it was doing to even parts of Jersey. I mean, I can give you a call, I'll give an example. There was a right away, and not to go on and on, but I'll try to wrap it up. There was a caller named Neil. He would call Bob Grant's show regularly. He was Irish. He said he went over to Ireland. He told Bob he was over in Shannon and in Belfast, and he was saying, and I remember this show like it was almost yesterday, even though I was on tape, it was 20 some or more years. He's told Bob, he said, they cannot come in here, meaning the Irish. Okay, this is 1990, maybe October 1990. He said, they cannot come in here. They can absolutely not come in here. He said, maybe they'll get the green card or hit the lottery and get the green card, but you have that thing like that with the lottery, with the immigration, with the green card. But he said, they cannot come in here. And he said, when I look at so-and-so, I think it had to do with a guest that he had, that Bob Grant had on, talking about immigration, and he's right about that. Because I noticed that, too. When I, you know, even this is down in New York. New York and Queens is worse now than it was back in 1990, 91, 92. I used to take piano lessons at. And Richmond Hill, and like I said, it's just not good. That stuff is done. I mean, look at, give an example. Look at California, okay? Now, I haven't been to California, but I remember having an argument, and this is like, okay, from the 1990 show of Bob Grant, we're moving up to about like 20 years later. About 15 years.
Wait,
about 2008 or so, I think. Okay, somewhat like that. This woman was from Mercury Publishing. Okay, this is out in California. I think it's Sacramento or San Francisco. But Mercury Publishing still exists. Okay.
We had talking about one thing, and I mean, I could tell this woman was an older woman. Not old, but older. And we got an argument over the phone with this thing with immigration. Talking about, you know, like letting people here and illegally and legally, you know. And I remember, now that was back then, okay? So I could say, what was that? I guess I could say that was 2008 or so.
Yeah.
Now, look at California.
Hey, Henry.
You know. Yes.
Henry, you got a bad connection. I'm getting a little bit of what you're saying. But you got
something distorted. Oh, sorry.
All right, got a little bit of a bad connection. I think what you're pointing out is that the majority of the Democrats and Republicans in the 90s actually were against illegal immigration, and they had a better stance, and that's where Trump actually comes from. But that shifted in the 21st century. Were that Democrats and Republicans were all for just mass immigration in the year 2000 and forward, and Trump never made that transition. And so, you know,
yeah, but
he
the
was,
legal
was still,
right. You hear me a little better now, right?
Just a little better. Go ahead and finish
okay,
up.
Okay, all right. I'm not trying to make a mess. No, but see, here's the thing. They were always talking, and I remember the Bob Grant show, too. And I'm not saying it would leave everything what Bob Grant said or not. And I'm like German extraction. So I will tell you this. They were talking about the 1965 Immigration Reform Act. Okay? There were many callers talking about that. And what you're saying there about the Republicans, well, I kind of disagree with you with that because they were the legal immigration. The globalists want to do both. That's why that stuff is not going to work in Europe, by the way, at all. But it's just destroying this country. There's another guy named Floyd Frosty Woolridge, okay, who wrote a book too.
Hey, and we got a break.
Okay,
we got a break. Hold you on the other side.
a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So, in plain sight with Jeremy from Kentucky, we're talking to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, we got two more callers. I don't think we're going to get to both of them, but if you would just give me just in a couple of sentences, wrap up and tell me what your point is. And then we'll move
on. Yeah, well, the thing I'm saying, I'll wrap it up and then pick it up on the show because I got other callers. But the point is that I remember I can go way, way back. They never wanted that type of immigration here. And legally also, because when people come out of high school, even after that, college, even after that, they could be in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or early 50s. This country has, we have a situation where the citizens, predominantly white, but even black American ones, that have to have their jobs, everything expendable, up for grabs, I should say, from all this third world stuff coming here. Yet if you're some beautiful blonde or brunette girl from Ireland or Sweden or Norway or Germany or even the South African whites, you can't even come in here. It's a mess. I'll pick it up on the show. Okay.
Appreciate your call. And we got Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Jeremy. Yes, hello, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm originally from the New York area. And I used to listen to Bob Grant quite a bit until I discovered he was a kosher neocon. And, then it was time to say shalom, The reason I called you is, I guess it's a Johnny Reb in me, but I believe in secession. you know, it's ironic that I now live in West Virginia, considering our position in the Civil War, ain't it? But I've been watching Texas, and I'd like your opinion, because also New Hampshire is thinking about it, Northern Idaho. Have you heard anything about the secession movement?
Well, not specifically about that, but I know that many states are just not going along with the Biden executive orders and mandates. They're just going to nullify them. And I think that's a form of secession, and I welcome that.
I do, too. I do, too. And a lot of people disagree with it, but I think at this point, it's the only viable option against this tyranny is for states to tell the government to go pound salt. And just go their own way. And on a lighter note, real quick, Jeremy, do you think they're going to make us put face masks on our pets' necks? Because, you know, I'm already having a hell of a hard time trying to keep my three buds 6 feet from each other. Okay, Jeremy, good night now, and God bless.
Thank you, Chance. And it looks like we're coming to the end of the show. I apologize to Chris in Missouri. We didn't get to your call, but we're going to do another call-in show on Wednesday night. So call in early, call in first, and I'll take you first, Chris. I appreciate it. But, yeah, like Chance was saying, is that the mask mandates, the ridiculous executive orders that are coming out now, states are just going to nullify those. Duo on In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.